Do you know what it will entice you to clean? If your house smells like a beach afterward and it doesn't smell like, you know, cleaning products. Well, enter Clorox. They can transform your space into a tropical getaway by upgrading your cleaning routine with coconut-scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, it cleans like Clorox, and it feels like inspiration. With a refreshing scent that will leave your home clean and fresh, elevating any room into an oasis. Now you can express your style and get shiny clean. Get Clorox Scentiva at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This is Ashley Iaconetti from the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast. The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Yeah, absolutely no one. I know this. Get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell absolutely amazing. I know this is not the smell that you're thinking of from the 90s when your mom first pulled this out for you. These smells will light up your bathroom, honestly. They'll make your shower experience better.
It smells like a spa, actually.
Oh, yeah. And how do you know this?
Well, I mean, Nair's in the household. So anytime Nair's used, it smells like a spa.
You probably don't even know what it does.
It takes hair away.
It works in as little as 3 minutes. You don't have to bother with nicks, cuts, shaves. And the smooth lasts so much longer than shaving. You're also not going to have to deal with any of those shave bumps or anything like that, because the bumps are just as annoying as the nicks, right? Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all the nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates. You can feel good about what you're putting on your skin, and you can have a little bit of a me time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself, and as Ben smelled for himself, and he likes it. It's Ben approved. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
It's a sunny day here in Los Angeles. Ashley is out east. Ashley, why aren't you here with me today?
Jared and I have had a wild week. Poor guy. He's like home and he wants to spend time with his family and his friends. And we are just nonstop. We had 4 days of wedding planning. On Thursday, we went through all the florals, the lighting and the sound at our venues. And then Friday through Sunday, we did tastings. And it's so interesting because like you wish you can combine all the caterers because there's something nice from each of them. But we're working with the venues. Designated caterers, and we have to make that big decision this week on who we're gonna pick. Everything was so delicious, but I was looking forward to tastings. Like, oh my god, I was so looking forward to them. I didn't know it was almost torture on your body. If it's possible to be hung over by food, I got hung over by food
because of the heaviness, what is it about the food that really gets you?
It was so crazy because so they ask you to pick 7 appetizers that you want to try, and then you're going to end up limiting it down to about 5. So pass hors d'oeuvres at the cocktail party, and then they give you 2 to 3 salads to try, and then you limit it down to usually 1, and then you try about 3 or 4 entrees, and then you limit that down to 2 or 3 plus all the dessert table. So they're not the cake. We're doing our cake with somebody else. But we had like all of that. So I had 7 appetizers. I had 3 entrees at a sitting, you know, and it was crazy. It was like Thanksgiving, but I'm not complaining because I was so full or anything, but it was interesting because you can't just be like, you know what, I'm gonna wrap this up and take it home. Like, no, you have to eat it all.
Mm-hmm. Have you enjoyed the wedding planning process?
It's just been so easy because our wedding planner Troy Williams he set us up with the best people. He sets up all the logistics, all the meetings, and then we just pick our favorites. It's been so easy and great. It's just like a whole bunch of choices to make. But what I love is that we've eliminated having to like reach out to these companies. He does that for us, and he makes sure that we only talk to the best of the best.
Yeah, that's some. Hey. I am so pumped for this wedding. It is going to be the wedding of the century. Hey, also, before we move in, we have a packed episode. We're going to push. I bet we're pushing 1 hour and 15 a day. I mean, we have so much stuff to talk about. But Ashley, before we move on here, because we're going to dive in head first, how's the book sales going for Jared and Ashley's first book, children's book?
It's going really well. You can still get it at lucyandclarkbook.com. I'm pretty sure this week you can get it on Amazon, but why get it on Amazon when you can get it today at lucyandclarkbook.com? Jared and I are doing a signing in Providence, Rhode Island tonight. You can buy the book there and all that good stuff. Take a picture, chat with us. We love it all.
Ashley is diving in. Mark, you've got an important email for us to read and then a caller to follow up with it.
Well, the person that this email is about is on the line right now. It's Tayshia.
Okay.
Hi, Tayshia. Okay.
Hey, Tayshia.
Hi.
Tayshia, we have a really big question for you. One of our listeners, they think that they saw something, and we need to get to the bottom of it. Mark, take it away.
All right, this is from Vanny. It says, I was watching the lip sync battle between Ben and Rachel, and for a split second, I saw Tayshia in the audience. This was before,
yeah, that's right, I heard this.
This was before she was on The Bachelor, so it's so funny and cool to see her as a Bachelor and lip sync battle fan pre-show.
Tayshia, were you at lip sync battle?
You guys, I was there.
What?
So funny. Okay, so it's a funny story. My best friend, Brenda, she actually is in love with you, Ben, and so she got tickets because she knew it was going to be a Bachelor lip sync battle edition. And she's like, Tayshia, you have to come with me. And I was like, I don't know. And she's like, we're going tomorrow. I was like, okay. We went, and yeah, I was in the crowd.
This is wild. So wait. At this point, you had no clue you were going to be going on the show, correct?
I had no clue. To be quite honest with you, no, I didn't even watch the last season of The Bachelor at that point.
That's too weird. That's so funny. Of all episodes of Lip Sync Battle, you got that
what
one.
I'm trying to say, of all episodes of Bachelor Edition, and then I saw all of you guys on stage. I saw, who was it, Nick? I saw you. I think Becca Tilly was somewhere in the stands.
Yeah, Becca was next to me, yeah.
Yeah, that's so funny.
The picture, we're pulling up the picture now. of Tayshia at Lip Sync Battle. Tayshia, you're glowing in this picture. Like, you definitely stand out. It's not hard to spot you because you have the biggest smile on your face during this picture.
My God. It was, your shirt was off and you were just singing out with the mohawk.
Oh, no. Yeah, hey, real quick, what were your thoughts? Like, I felt like I put on an effort and at least attempted to do something incredible during that whole lip sync battle. I took off my shirt. I wore leopard print. I semi-thrust it against the floor.
I actually can't remember. Did you win or lose?
Oh, I got crushed.
You lost.
Oh, I got dominated.
Yeah.
That seems unfair.
Rachel's final performance was pretty epic, especially with Brian jumping into the pool.
Mm, yeah.
That was everything.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of tough. It's not great for your confidence when you take off your shirt and you whip it around your head like a helicopter, and then I'm done and I'm like staying shirtless and I feel pretty good about myself. Like, I worked out a little bit. I had trimmed my chest up a little bit for this, and then Brian gets out of the pool and he's glistening and his abs are shining in the light.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. Hey, so, but scale of A to F, Tayshia, how did I do?
Oh, I'll give you a B+.
B+.
Well, what about the girl that you were with, your good friend who loves Ben?
Oh, Brenda.
What'd you think?
I mean, that's an A++ from her. I'll give you that one.
I like
She's
Brenda.
Screaming.
What's up, Brenda? Tayshia, how's life? How's everything going?
Everything's going good. I'm actually at work right now, working and just making things happen.
People always want to know, what is your regular job?
You know what? I actually work at an interior design company.
Interior design company? What happened to the blood collector?
I'm still a phlebotomist, but I'm practicing phlebotomy right now. The schedule with working at a lab is actually not very flexible, and I need something that could kind of go with me in this crazy journey of life at the moment. So in college, while I was getting my degree, I started doing bookkeeping for a couple of companies. So I kind of resorted back to that because my job is allowing me to take care of all other business.
If you want to do some bookkeeping for me, Tayshia, it is the one thing that I struggle with the most at Generous. How's life, real quick, before we let you go here, how is life post-bachelor? So now you're back in the job. Things are still swirling around you. You're still just an incredibly big presence in Bachelor Nation. You know, who knows, Bachelor in Paradise is coming up. Are you in limbo? Are you pretty good with where you're at? What's going on?
Work's going well. I love everyone that I've met so far in Bachelor Nation, and I'm getting to hang out with them as much as I can, but I'm kind of leaning towards the fence of going to Bachelor Paradise. I don't know.
Hey, I think so. Ashley, should she or should she not?
Of course she should. I think it's honestly very dumb to be given that opportunity and not do it. Honestly, I think that if you were to ask anybody who thought they were too cool for school and said no to Bachelor in Paradise coming off of their season of The Bachelor, they will tell you that they regretted it.
I agree.
Okay, well, let's not do that. I think being in Mexico, you know, in the sun, with drinks in hand, with girlfriends and the hookers, I guess I can't like complain, right?
No, we can't complain. Tayshia, thank you so much for coming on the show. Thanks for coming to Lip Sync Battle, too. It's a little late. I should have thanked you months ago, but I'll do it now. So, Brenda, wherever you're at out there, thanks for bringing Tayshia, and thanks for changing all of our lives by giving us a little Tayshia.
Bye, yeah. Tayshia. Thank you.
This podcast doesn't happen with some of our most consistent and our best sponsors. Article.com fits in that mold. They have the highest quality, the best stuff. Ashley, in a second, I want you to tell us about this new rug that you've been bragging about to everybody. But until we do, let me just let everybody know that Article.com provides beautiful, well-made furniture, Scandinavian simplicity, beautifully designed, modern furniture. Article is an online-only furniture company. By eliminating the layers of traditional retail, Article is able to keep prices low and quality high. That's a really good thing, by
like
the way.
Shockingly low.
Shockingly
low. The coffee
low.
Table that they sent for you that's in my office is amazing.
Uh-huh.
They built it. It looks like it's so fancy. It has like a shelf underneath where I can put beautiful books. You're not getting it. Like it's
yeah.
Totally
one day I'd like
it.
To just see it though.
Oh, I could take a photo for
Please.
You.
I thought that's why you came to town was to take possession of your coffee table.
I thought it was Yeah, I thought so too, but instead Amy's putting her feet up on it and her books inside.
I don't know how to explain to you how affordable it was. I mean, this thing was under $500.
Yeah, for me it was super cheap.
Pretty darn good. We just got a new gray rug for the family room, and it just looks beautiful. It classes up the room, and it's really soft on our feet. And it's really easy to vacuum, which it's just very important, you know?
Because you have all those dogs.
Yeah,
peeing everywhere.
Yeah, and now we have a new fresh smelling carpet. It looks so good. It creates like a nice modern glam feel, and that's kind of the look that I like to keep in our apartment. And what I really love is that their customer service is spectacular. They're constantly trying to arrange a good time for you to get your rug delivered, and they have every order shipped at a flat rate of just $49. So it doesn't matter how big the item that you bought was, the shipping is always going to be $49. And they even help you set it up. So they have options for in-room delivery and assembly assistance. It's not like, you know, that other Scandinavian place where you kind of had to put everything together on your own. Yeah, no.
No, this
not
is
with article.com.
Epic. Like, I never left the house when I was picking out furniture for Ben. I went on the computer. I was like watching TV on the computer. The pictures are perfect. You can even kind of figure out the size if you're not good with a tape measure. And then it just showed up and put together and looked amazing.
We're starting to get a sense of Amy's soul right now. In her mind, she's still telling us she got it for me.
Right. That's interesting, isn't it?
But it's interesting because in her mind, she's like, I did this for Ben, but I'm going to reap the benefit.
Right, and she's keeping it, and she paid for it. So really, she just bought herself a coffee table.
She just bought herself a coffee table. But she got it at the time for me. Anyways, 30-day return.
I used your discount.
Thank you, and you all should as well. 30-day return policy, the best customer service in the biz. I'm telling you, Article is offering our listeners $50 off this already low-priced on their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, visit article.com/almostfamous, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout. That's article.com/almostfamous to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more. Mark, in this just soothing, sexy voice of yours, we have a bunch of really great emails or questions from listeners. And I haven't seen them yet, but I hear not all of them are that happy with me. And I would love to go to battle right now.
I'm going
to
start with one of those from Sam. Y'all were so harsh about Hannah B's guys, and I disagree with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the best the headshots have ever looked. Everyone's so much more relaxed, and the differing outfits give a little more insight to the guys' personalities. I'm making a bold prediction right now. The winner is Garrett P. He's from Alabama. He's smoking hot and a golf pro. I'm drooling. That's Sam, not me. Drooling.
I like the drooling comment. When I mean, I'm good with everything up until the fact that I have to imagine this person drooling. That's the best part about podcasts, is that we can disagree. Like, it's really great that I take no offense to you thinking these boys are better looking than I did.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great. And I hope they are. And I hope that somebody out there is drooling at the end of this in love and lust and everything good in this world.
Amen to that.
I concur, but Shay, are you for real? Can I just say that?
We can. This season's going to be interesting because I will say this, Ash. I don't know if you saw Mike Fleiss's Twitter the other day, but there's a picture that he had posted of the guys sitting in the living room, and they were kind of getting ready for it looked like a rose ceremony or a cocktail party, and the dudes looked a lot better looking in that picture than they did in those headshots.
Okay. All right, I have to check out that picture, but I'm not doubting your opinion at all. Let me look at this.
Hey, guys,
Twitter.
Keep disagreeing with us. It makes us a lot more fun.
Here's one now, but yeah. I think you and Brittany are actually on the same page here.
Okay.
She says, I had an uneasy feeling this past week when you discussed Hannah B's guys. Ben mentioned that the guys are not physically attractive enough for Hannah G. I know that everyone's judging the guys based on their looks, but why would Ben have to say that? Because it's a pretty big insult to Hannah B.
I don't remember this at all. I don't remember you saying that at all.
Maybe you got your consonants mixed up.
I might have got my... But here's the thing.
Yeah, you may have.
I don't think I could even, at this point, confidently say, oh, somebody's better looking than the other when it comes to these women. I think probably what we're talking about was Hannah B. deserves some really great guys. And after the headshots, I wasn't confident any of them were going to fit that mold.
Right. But Brittany thinks you're saying that Hannah G would deserve better looking guys than Hannah B. And I don't think that's what you meant.
I don't know if logic would play out in that. Like, I don't know how you even argue
that.
Well,
if you were saying that you thought Hannah G was more attractive than Hannah B and therefore deserved better looking guys. But I don't think you meant that at all.
And is that how life works? Like, is like beautiful people just always supposed to be with beautiful people? I mean, let's be honest. Like,
no, not in my marriage. Believe me. I got lucky on that one.
No, I don't think I was saying that. I mean, I wasn't saying it if it came off that way. I'm just nervous after seeing these headshots. And come on. Let's be honest. These headshots are not that great. Like, these guys might be good-looking fellas, and in real life, they could be studs. Nobody out there is looking at these headshots being like, oh, yeah, this is the picture I would want representing me for the rest of my life.
True.
Okay, but Ben, I'm looking at the Fleiss picture right now of them. It looks like night one.
Okay.
And they look so much better.
Oh,
I mean, I know
so
it's not
better.
Super clear, but like, world of a difference.
Do you think that was on purpose, Ash? Like, do you think the show put these headshots up to start the conversation like we're having now and being like, this is going to be like, I even thought through this thought, but I kind of think I'm going to take it to a place. It's in the sense, the Colton strategy, like, let's make Colton, like, let's show Colton's bad sides, you know, kind of his like uncertainty, the fact that he doesn't know who he wants to be with, the fact that he's pursuing to be the bachelor the whole time. Let's get like everybody against Colton and then surprise them once the season starts.
Could be. It's kind of pointless. Yeah, it works for them when you're trying to like make somebody feel one way or another about a personality, but about their appearance, because like all this is about appearance, and I feel still kind of weird about talking about it.
Well, Ash, just to let you know, we do
a
podcast.
This place
is a little
picture.
Weird. We talk about reality television every week, and we've done it for 2 years. Yeah, we're going to feel weird for the rest of our lives. All right, Mark, next one.
Bottom line from Brittany, she says, I think Hannah B. is beautiful, authentic, and charming, and I think she deserves the very, very best. And I think you agree with that, Ben.
I 100% agree with that.
Great. Shay is kind of the epicenter of this next season of The Bachelorette. She says, I just finished the podcast where you introduced Hannah's guys for the season. I'm from Alabama. I know both Garrett and Hannah.
Oh, my.
I went to Alabama with Hannah. We were in the same sorority. And I went to high school with Garrett.
What?
No way.
Let's get her on the phone.
I heard Ashley mention that Hannah's friends said she's attracted to goofy guys. Well, Garrett is super goofy, but in a good way. Down to earth, nice. He's going to make it far this season. He's from Birmingham, which is less than an hour away from Hannah's hometown of Tuscaloosa. I'm calling it now. Hannah picks Garrett. That's our second vote for Garrett in this batch of emails.
Gosh.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't I call him to be one of the top three last week?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
Yeah, because he was
going to win this year.
He was cute enough. He was cute. And then the Alabama thing, I think that's really important to her too. I think it's different.
I kinda
than
like
most
real quick,
people.
I like how Mark, Ashley, do you like this? How Mark says Hannah from Alabama. I kinda like
Hannah
it.
From Alabama. It's really cute.
Brea, I had a run in with Ashley here. She says, Ashley and I talked briefly a few months ago about how I've been single these past 5 years, and like her, I'm also a hopeless romantic. I know you and Ben have been trying to set David up with someone, and I would like to go on a date with him. I'm a sweet, outgoing, down to earth Jewish girl who has her life together. 29 years old. I live and work in the fashion industry. I like to travel, explore new places, try new restaurants. If he's interested, let's trade numbers and go on a date. Go for it, Brea. Shoot your shot.
Jeez, Brea's confident. Hey, Ash, you met Brea at the live podcast that we did up in Malibu.
I met Brea a number of times.
Oh, you have? What do you think? Does this work?
She is like really, she's really interested in him, and I love that. Yeah, she's super sweet. She's very soft spoken. She's Jewish, which is probably important to David's mom. And yeah, I'd like think that they should definitely give it a whirl. It'll be fun.
And she likes to try new restaurants, which I'm telling you, if you like to try new restaurants, you're a catch in itself. Can we set it up?
Why is that? Why does that mean anything? Because you have a restaurant?
Well, it's just something she mentioned. I thought it was funny that she had to mention that. But it's like I like taking long walks on the beach. I like going to new restaurants. I'm adventurous and honest and humble. It's like, you know, it's just my thing. But I think we set up David and Brea. She shot her shot, and we try to make it happen. I don't know if it'll work. We can try. Would it hurt?
All right. Well, how are we going to do it?
I have David's number. I'll shoot him a text. Send him a picture. Put out her description
her Instagram.
Of herself. Yeah.
We got the Instagram.
Brea, we're listening. We know you. We welcome you onto this podcast, and we would love to be a piece of your love story if we possibly can be.
Let's do it.
If you want your email read, by the way, it's BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com.
That's right.
BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Stephanie says, I saw pictures on my social media of Hannah B. on night one. The limos had not arrived yet with her girls. The caption said, Matt D. from Florida was eliminated by producers before Hannah B. even met him. Do you think it's possible producers are wanting social media to eliminate shady contestants? This strategy could have eliminated DeMario Jackson's drama with the girlfriend, but it also could have eliminated Garrett Irigoyen from Becca's season and caused them to miss out on true love. What are your thoughts?
My thought is, it was a caption that said that he was eliminated from the show before producers let him meet her. So, okay, well, I'm confused. Like, what did he do on social media that got him kicked off?
Easton,
we don't have any details.
I've got this. I did some independent research. This guy is a scumbag, I think.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A lot
Let's
of girls,
go after it.
I'll go on record here. From what I saw on the internet, a lot of girls came forward and said, this guy hits me up. He's sliding into some DMs and he's trying to make it happen in a really creepy way.
I didn't put two and two together. Okay, yeah. So this is the guy. I'm going through the pictures now. He was like, are you up? Are you out? Can you see me? I want to see you. Can I please see you? Man, you're really demoralizing me. Should I give up? I don't want to give up. Those were his texts.
Oh, like he wouldn't.
They were all over the internet last week. Matt D. Let me see. Bachelorette. I didn't know that they had eliminated him. Let me see. Sketchy
text. So he was just like over. So Eason, clarify this a little bit. So he was just, he was overly aggressive. He was constantly texting people.
One screenshot I saw, he said something like, you're going to regret this because I'm going to be on TV and I'm going to be famous and stuff like that. And it's like,
oh boy.
Ooh, they haven't started filming yet, my man.
that's not good.
The original tweet that started it all it comes from Sam Smithberger on Twitter. She goes, this guy on The Bachelorette used to DM me on Insta for like 2 years and now he's a contestant on the new Bachelorette. These are the quotes. Sam, what the heck? I'm not giving up on you. Maybe I should. Sam, hey, I'm still alive. These are all within like 5 days apart. Excuse me, Sam Smith? Sam, why do you hate me? Rude AF. Sam, hook a brother up. Seriously? Rude as F, Sam. I expect more from you. Sam, I'm not sure what happened to us, but can we at least meet? Sorry, Matt, not interested anymore. I'm sure you're a nice guy, but can't take the risk. Have a nice day.
You got to read through these. This is pretty intense. Wild that it came out. This isn't the first time, though, and I think our listener, and Ashley, you could speak to this too. Our listener out there is a little confused on how they eliminated somebody before the season even started. One, the show wants to protect the contestants and themselves and just not allow people like this onto the show. The second is that this isn't the first time that somebody's been eliminated once they've already gone to LA. It might be the first time that somebody's been eliminated when they're announced as a contestant and before like the show started. But there's people that go to LA that end up, background checks or whatever doesn't work out, and they have to go home before the show even starts. That happens every season.
Aren't there usually like three backups that wait in the hotel and they aren't officially casted? And they don't. That's so horrendous. I would never, ever, like, please don't even put me in that position where I'm like number 28 and I don't get to go out of the limo.
That'd be sad. Yeah.
Can I say that this girl, Sam, her tweet got over 28,000 retweets.
What?
220,000 likes.
Mm. Wait, whoa. Over a contestant that hasn't even aired on... is this show becoming like even bigger than we ever imagined it to be?
28,000 retweets. That's nuts. Is this not the guy that I said last week looks like the guy that would come up to you at a bar and never get a hint and never leave you alone? Well, I guess I was right.
Ashley, you're good. Wow.
Thanks. It's written all over his face.
That is wild. Wow, that's craziness. Mark, what's the next one?
Question from Christine that I think is kind of interesting, but you guys might be able to shed some light on this. She's wondering, since they've released the names of all the men for this season's Bachelorette so early, it's not a spoiler of who makes it how far, because everyone finds them on social media, and as soon as the guys become active on Instagram again, we as viewers know how many weeks they made it through. Am I totally overthinking this or not?
Well, technically, if you're going by your theory, you can always just go back once the names are released and figure out when they started posting based on their posting dates. So, yeah, whatever your theory is, you could have done that if you found out the guys before the season started as well. But technically, you're not supposed to post anything until you actually the show has wrapped.
Yeah. Here's just a little tidbit for anybody out there listening. If you want to find out who wins every season, it's pretty easy to find out. Just Google some spoilers. If you don't, let's not do that much research. Just go along with it. Listen to this podcast. We try not to spoil you. We've done it before. Big mistake on our parts. We're not going to spoil it for you from here on out. We're just talking Bachelor week by week by week. So yeah, just don't do that much research. Ashley doesn't. No. You never get spoiled, do you?
I try not to. It's annoying because I feel like somebody always just brings it on me, like texts me like, can you believe that this person won? Or yeah, they just assume that I know. I'm like, no, I'm trying not to know. Thanks. One of these days.
Hey, Ash, like I said, this podcast is going to be packed with guests today, with emails. I love the off season because we get to answer those emails like we did today. We get to dig deep, kind of be put on the spot. And the off season is one of my favorite times. Ashley, before we bring in a very special guest that I don't think we've ever had on the show, we're going to bring Wills onto the show, catch up with his life and what's going on and some big news that's going on in his world. Ash, can you tell us all about Function of Beauty?
Yeah, so Function of Beauty is, I'll just say, my favorite ad ever because I love the product so much. I'll text my agent and I'm like, does Function of Beauty want me to do another Instagram story? Because I love Function of Beauty. It's just so smart. You know how when you go to the pharmacy and you're trying to pick out a bottle of shampoo, you're like, well, I have Color Treat shampoo, but it's also really dry and it also needs volume. And you're like, okay, but none of that comes together in one bottle. Function of Beauty eliminates that problem for you and creates a shampoo that's going to solve all the problems that your hair has. So they bring you a customized bottle of shampoo and conditioner. You go online to their website and you're going to fill out this quiz based on your hair type, your hair goals, your preferences. You can select the color of the shampoo that you want just for like the sake of it sitting in your shower and looking pretty. You can also choose a fragrance that you think smells the best. You can opt for it to be dye-free and fragrance-free as well. But what I love is that it's so personalized. It's going to come without sulfates, parabens, mineral oils, or any harmful ingredients. And it's also 100% vegan and cruelty-free. It's not tested on animals. And our listeners are going to get 20% off their first formula. To claim this, you go to functionof.com/almostfamous. Take a quick 2-minute hair quiz. Like I told you, it's going to help them. It's going to help Function of Beauty figure out exactly what your hair needs. And they're going to bottle it up and they're going to ship it to you. And it's going to make your hair feel and smell so good. I'm not even kidding. You use this formula and you're going to be like, this is the greatest shampoo I've ever used. It's 100% unique to you. So go to functionof.com/almostfamous now to redeem 20% off your first order at functionof.com/almostfamous. That is functionof.com/almostfamous. Get healthier hair today.
So important for all of us out there to have some healthy hair. And it's also important to help the environment. Ashley, we've talked about it before on the podcast. It's something that's becoming more and more interesting to me. And I have more and more of a passion for is plastic cleanup and kind of getting recycled plastic into other products like T-shirts or shoes. Here's the thing. Our sponsor here called Rothy's does this. Have you heard about this company making stylish shoes for women and girls out of recycled plastic water bottles? It's awesome.
I've heard of it. Meghan Markle wears them.
See, that's the thing. If Meghan Markle can wear them, then you know they're great. And also, here's the thing. They're insanely comfortable.
They're so comfortable. They're the only flats I've ever worn in my life that don't give me that cut on the back of my ankle. Oh. I really never wore flats before I discovered Rothy's because I would just be in pain and like all it would do was cause a cut.
That sounds awful. Like, just like brutal. Yeah, why would you do that to anything? Just don't wear anything that makes you bleed, I think. I think it's a pretty good like life tip.
And most standard flats do.
Well,
but
not
Rothy's.
Rothy's are the everyday flats for life on the go. They're stylish and versatile. They go with everything from yoga pants to dresses and skirts. Rothy's come in a wide range of colors and patterns, and they're available in four different silhouettes. Plus, they're constantly launching new styles, so you're guaranteed to find a pair or, hey, three. I'm telling you, you'll love them. I hear all about them. I've read all about them. Thanks for helping out the podcast. Also, since Rothy's are seamlessly crafted from recycled water bottles, they're ultra comfortable as soon as you slip them on. That's right. There's zero break-in period in these shoes. Another major bonus? They're fully machine washable. Every time they need a refresh, you can simply toss them in the washing machine. It's like getting a fresh pair every laundry day. You'll quickly discover why BuzzFeed called them their forever shoes.
And BuzzFeed specifically loves the Mocha Spot Leopard Loafer. Annual print is all the rage right now. And these are, looking at the picture right now, they're definitely the next pair of Rothy's I'm going to snag.
I wonder if they have a size 12 and a half in men's.
Yeah, you know what?
We'll see. Right now, Rothy's has an amazing deal for our listeners. Use our code FAMOUS to get free shipping with no minimum. Go to Rothy's.com, Rothy's.com, and enter FAMOUS to your new favorite flats and free shipping. Rothy's.com, and claim this offer with the code, you sick of it yet? FAMOUS, FAMOUS. Everybody out there, Wills Reed is on hold. Wills, welcome to the Almost Famous Podcast. Wills, you good,
Wills?
Buddy? Hey, how you guys doing?
You sound like you're dying on the phone. It was very scary for a second.
Oh, my goodness. I was hoping I was still on hold before you guys heard that. My bad.
This is your first time on the podcast. I remember back in September, people thought that like something happened to you, like you were kidnapped.
Yeah, I went a little MIA
for like 2 weeks. And then I said, you guys, I texted Wills and he didn't respond. And you didn't respond for a couple days. I really thought you were missing.
No, I just went dark on social media for a little bit. I didn't feel like I needed to post anything, and I was just kind of just hanging out with family and just enjoying some private time. But I do appreciate the fact that people like keeping tabs on me. I actually appreciate that, so I try to post a little bit more, let people know I'm doing okay.
We miss you, buddy. Hey, you've never been on the podcast before. You're a hit on your season of The Bachelorette. What does life look like for you over the last few months?
It's crazy. It's honestly crazy. The amount of support and love and admiration and respect I get from all types of people is just an amazing, amazing experience. I will admit, my favorite kind of support that I get just when I'm out in public are from like boyfriends and husbands of the women that watch the show, because they are just over and above enthusiastic when they meet me, and it's just so amazing. And that almost every single time when I talk to them, they're just like, oh, she's gonna hate that she's not here right now, gotta take a picture with you, let me buy you a beer. Those guys are just really amazing and just a lot of fun.
Husband fans are my favorite as well.
I love it.
Ashley, I know that you were a massive fan of Will's during Becca's season. You know, what was it about Wills that you thought really drew the audience to him?
I love that you just didn't stand for any BS, and there wasn't like an ounce of inauthenticity from you. Just, you were just, hey, this is me. You like me, you don't like me, and you just call out the BS, you know?
Yeah, thank you. I think my path to being on the show was a little different. I think I literally had like less than a week to get ready. So in that regard, I didn't really have any time to think about, you know, how I was going to approach it. My thing was, I just did not want to go home night one. Mm-hmm. And then after that, everything else was icing on the cake. I'm just going to go with the flow. I'm not going to try to predict anything. I'm going to make the most of my moments with her and just have fun with it.
You're telling me you put those outfits together in less than a week?
Yes, sir.
You were looking smooth, yes, man. You look good. Yeah.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Wills, I find it that the California native contestants tend to be casted the latest, as if like that's when they round up people like if they need extras, as people fell through or they mm-hmm. need some good gems, they always mm-hmm. seem to pick those California natives within a month of taping, and everybody else uh-huh. throughout the country is in casting for like over 6 months.
I mean, geographically, logistically, it makes sense. I mean, I live 20 minutes from the mansion, so I mean, in terms of getting everything ready, I don't need nearly as much time as somebody that lives in Utah or North Dakota or something like that.
Yeah. What, you know, what is it like being, so here's my thing. I had never been to LA before uh-huh. the show, before The Bachelorette. Yeah.
What's me it, neither.
Yeah. So what, like what, I mean, Ashley, I think you and I don't know, you were meant for this. You're a star. But like, I was so intimidated and so confused on where I was at in the world that it felt uh-huh. like a foreign land for me. But for uh-huh. you all, like you're driving down to LA for like a date mm-hmm. and you're recognizing like places that you eat every day or like, oh, you know, yeah. shops that you go to or, you know, whatever. Is that a weird feeling or does it feel like you're in your own little world up there as well?
It felt like I was like kind of already in a hometown before I was in a hometown.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, it kind of actually like motivated me and amped me up. I remember after the spa day, we were driving back to where we were having like the cocktail hour and everything. And I'm pointing out to, I think it was Jason and Colton were in the car with me. I'm pointing out to them where I live and, you know, this is where the Coliseum is and all this stuff. So for me, it was really exciting because I got to show, you know, these people that I was becoming fast friends with, you know, a slice of my city already. And that was really fun for me. And when I was hanging out with, you know, Becca already, like I felt really comfortable, like where we're mm-hmm. having the cocktail hour is literally like, I think like 10 minutes from where my apartment is. So it was just like really easy for me to kind of, you know, get into this environment and just, you know, get off on the right foot.
I felt like Rosalie in Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Oh my
I was
gosh.
Like looking out the limo door, like, you know, in the black car that they pick us up from the airport in. I'm like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. This is like the lights and the stars mm-hmm. in LA. This is LA.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
No, Ash, I'm with you. I remember that very first car ride from the airport. And when you start mm-hmm. driving up to the mansion or to that hotel that you stay up at there.
Yeah.
Looking out that car's windows and like, Ash, I don't know if you're anything like me in this. I was like, I really was starstruck with like how crazy and exciting and weird. And then you see the Hollywood sign and everything starts to feel massive, like so overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely. It was like a little fairy tale land. It was something I can't imagine being an LA native and the comfort that it must bring.
Yeah,
during those first couple of weeks of the show.
I never really had, I mean, I guess I kind of had that experience the first time I went to New York, but yeah, kind of the big city atmosphere is just something that I'm mm-hmm. just so used to. So it's kind of, you know, just inbred in me already. So I can't really resonate with you guys on that one, but I'm sure it is a huge culture shock.
So Wills, are getting some emails into the Almost Famous email. Yeah, people really want to see you with either Hannah G or Tayshia.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So let me actually pause you for a second here, and this is from Jillian. Okay. Mark, I got to hear your voice again.
You can hear it.
No, you know what? Here's the thing. Is anytime I can hear Mark's voice, I want to take advantage of it. And so I'm just looking at this email, and I was about to start, and I just paused and said, I'm never going to do it like Mark does it. So, Mark, will you please read Wills and all of us an email?
I'm just going to start leaving you voicemails, Ben.
That'd be fantastic.
This is from Jillian Wills, and it's a pleasure to meet you, by the way.
Pleasure to meet you, too.
It says, I was just listening to you guys discuss options of past contestants for Hannah G to date. What about Wills? Triple question mark. I feel like he is the sweetest person, and I was so bummed that he didn't date anyone in Paradise. Mm.
Wow, Jillian, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, I think I am an option. I am single. It is nice to be considered for that. I have seen and heard a lot of the potential pairings for a lot of the women from Colton season, and I haven't heard my name a lot, which, you know, is fine. Because the only opinion that really matters to me is the women's opinion themselves. You know, it's easy to pair, you know, I know it's fun for people to just pair hypothetically all these, you know, Bachelor Nation people, guys with girls and all that. But at the same time, I would be more, I care more about what the women themselves think and what they want and what they need in their lives right now. I think that's a major, you know, aspect of it as well. But yeah, I have not heard myself paired with Hannah G at all, I don't think.
Well, you hear it first here on the Almost Famous podcast.
Boom.
Ashley, you think, I mean, Wills is a catch. Wills, I got to ask you, though. Ash and I are just, we love matchmaking. We've never done it successfully. we fail at it every time. But if there's some of the women that could be at Paradise that you'd be interested in, who would it be?
Oh, my goodness. The first one, I believe I was asked this question. I believe Ashley, you asked me this question. And I said a name, and I don't regret it, but I don't know. I want to keep it close to the vest this time. I don't want to say someone's name and then it not happen. But I will admit, at the beginning of the Colton season and kind of watching throughout, you know, I was kind of just, you know, indifferent. But I will admit, in the last few episodes, there were a few women that began handling situations and speaking in these situations like I would handle them myself. And that spoke boatloads to me. The emotional maturity I saw from these women and the self-awareness from these women, it just, you know, made them so much more attractive to me in my eyes. For me, what I'm looking for is not just, you know, someone who's beautiful, but someone who's also beautiful inside and can handle themselves in tricky situations. And I saw that from a few women, and that's what I'm drawn to.
So if it's the last three episodes, then Ashley and I are going to, this is what the game we're going to play. We're not going to ask you to name
no,
names.
Actually, there was another woman in Woman Tell All.
Oh, see, that was going to throw me off.
It's Katie. It's got to be Katie.
It's got to be Katie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way she's, I don't care. I'll say it. Yeah, just the way she spoke is just very, I don't know. It's just
you
that.
You guys both live in LA too, so this could really happen with or without Paradise.
You guys heard it here. Wills. Hey, Wills, there is nothing. We saw Colton's behavior during the season. We saw how Ashley and Jared, you know, courted each other during Paradise. Like, there is nothing wrong with you putting your foot down and saying, hey, I'm open. I'm interested. But that Katie girl, she's got my eye, and I'm going to go after her with the best of my abilities. There is nothing wrong with that.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I definitely learned that from my last in Paradise, if there's something that you want. To not hesitate. I'm personally a very shy and introverted person when I'm going after a woman. It takes a little bit of time for me to warm up and, you know, get going. And I think in Paradise that was to my detriment. So yeah, I definitely agree with you there. If there's something I want, I'm gonna go get it.
Hey, you definitely got eliminated from Paradise way too early. Mm-hmm. I thought you were one of the most attractive people there and one of like the coolest personalities. So it's too bad. We hope to see you back there again this year.
Yeah. That would be nice.
All right. Sounds like you're already talking to them.
Yeah.
That cliffhanger, we're going to let you
I'm
go.
I'm considering it.
Okay, great. Woohoo!
Hey, Wills,
all
thanks
right,
so much for joining the podcast.
We will see you soon, hopefully.
Thank you, guys.
And can't wait to hopefully see you on Paradise. Bye, Wills.
Sounds good. Bye. Take it easy.
The next partner that we have, I mean, Wills is fantastic. He's going to do great. I thought last year's Paradise for him, he just didn't seem like he ever got in his groove. It never felt comfortable to him. It felt like he kind of came in, and like he said, he's shy. He's a little reserved. And the crazy part about watching Paradise, and Ashley, tell me if I'm just so far off, which typically in life I am, you have to hit the ground running. Like, there is no time to be reserved, especially when you don't come in on night one. Like, if you just walk down those stairs, you have to start going ASAP.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons Paradise freaked me out and probably wasn't for me. You had no time to build. At least in The Bachelor, you're like, okay, we had a good conversation this week. Now moving on to the next week, another good conversation. But like in Paradise, if you're not like 100% feeling someone within 48 hours, you could be screwed. I also wanted to talk about how much people are shipping Hannah G and Blake. I was with Blake this weekend. We had an event at Foxwoods Casino and we did this meet and greet with like 200 people. And I'm telling you, like every fourth person would be like, we need to see you with Hannah G this summer. I don't know what it is about those two. I guess it's just because they're both two very sympathetic front runners that didn't end up getting the lead, but people want to see them together.
Do you see it? And how was his reaction when people would say that?
I feel like they're already talking.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think, I mean, how often does that happen going into Paradise?
Well, do you remember when Samantha and Joe were totally crucified for it in Bachelor in Paradise 2? It's not a thing anymore. People almost
want people to be talking beforehand so they can really see the romance rev up as soon as they get there.
Interesting. So, like, you think that, I mean, they're going to be there night one. They start dating. They've probably already had a little background. I don't hate that idea. Like, I don't hate that they have a little history walking into paradise.
Me neither. I think as long as they're upfront about it, it's just going to be weird if they pretend as if they have never talked to each other before.
If you go,
maybe they haven't. Maybe I'm just, I swear to you, I have no confirmation from Blake that he's actually talked to her. I didn't want to ask that question point blank, you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be the interviewer in real life.
Chances are they probably did.
Yeah.
I mean, you just got to think, like, even if it was like a nice little message, hey, congrats on your season. You were so great. If you need anything, let me know. Like, I could see Blake doing that at least. If you go back, though, I mean, it obviously started with Joe and Samantha on Bachelor in Paradise 2. They got absolutely destroyed for talking. But then you go to Dean and Christina, and they didn't hide the fact that when Paradise took the break 2 years ago, that they met up together in Kentucky and spent quite a bit of time together before filming presumed, right?
Mm-hmm, right. And I think Christina and Dean are both on the consideration list again for Paradise.
Oh, boy.
And I was talking to Dean this weekend. I was like, what's going to happen if you and Christina are there together? He seems to think, like, absolutely not a storyline anymore.
I mean, he's saying there's no chance they would, like, even pursue dating each other.
Yeah.
Interesting. Do you see that? I mean, and this is just coming from, you know, your own perspective on how things are going. Do you see that at all? Like, that they could start talking again?
I don't see them necessarily starting talking again, but for it not to be a storyline, it seems naive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's at least a storyline. Like, it's got to get brought up.
Yeah, totally.
Speaking of things we like to bring up, Thrive Market is one thing that we bring up all the time. And there's a reason why. I'm telling you, you've seen Thrive Market everywhere. This push that they're doing to get their brand out there has been incredible. And the reason it's catched on is because the product itself is fantastic. Thrive Market is something to not overlook, just like any of our sponsors. Our sponsors are great. Thrive Market is an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. You can shop for thousands of the best-selling organic foods and natural products at 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. Mm-hmm. Ashley, you and Jared are big fans.
Such big fans, because buying stuff from Thrive Market means that you're supporting a select group of brands that help make this world a better place. You'd be like, okay, how do they do that? Well, they sell non-GMO foods, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care items, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, safe, non-toxic beauty products, kitchen staples, home goods, baby food, really anything you can think of that you would need to get at a grocery store, they have at Thrive Market, and it's all shipped straight to your door. I love this clean and curated new clean wine program that Thrive Market has. I'm not like a big fan of tannins in my wine.
No.
And I noticed that when I had Thrive Market's clean wine, I was like, this tastes like tannins in here. And I actually talked to the representative at Thrive Market. She goes, no, you're right. Clean wine doesn't have that tannic taste. I'm like, nice. And each and every bottle has been meticulously sourced for low environmental impact, and it's affordably priced. I'm a red wine type of girl, so I just got their French red table wine, and it's 12 bottles for only $12.99 per bottle. Quite the deal.
It's the Thrive Market came to our live podcast, which is a blast, by the way. And the next time we do a live podcast, I'm telling you, all the listeners, please come and hang out. It's a really great time. And Thrive Market brought Ashley and I a gift of one of these clean white wines. And it was incredible. I really did like it. And you can tell the difference. If you're into this, and if this is interesting to you at all, get food delivered without a waste. Over 98% of Thrive's packaging is post-consumer recycled and filled with recycled paper, denim, or newspaper wraps instead of plastic bottles. 100% zero waste. It's kind of interesting, Mark and Ash, like, two of our sponsors are really going after the environmental cleanup programs. Mm-hmm. I think it's a trend and one that we should definitely fully accept. And as consumers, You've heard it since we were kids. What do? You vote with your dollar.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're into this, like if you're into products that have a social responsibility to them, an environmental responsibility to them, if you're like, this is a great idea, then purchase and partner with them. Because if not, they go away just like anything else that doesn't get voted for goes away. Redeem this offer by going to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous and enter code almost famous. It's like shopping at Whole Foods, but cheaper. Take advantage of this while you can and go to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous and use code almost famous.
There's nothing like having a clean space. I can't say that I have it a ton with a toddler, but when I do, it's magical. And I also love it when I can add a little bit of my own sort of favorite candle, favorite scent, favorite throw blanket, you know, just express your personal style while the space is perfectly clean. Well, that's where Clorox Scentiva comes in, because Clorox have these clean scents that'll fit your vibe. With coconut, grapefruit, or lavender, you can discover your own signature scent. It's clean, so it's that trusted clean that you know that you get with Clorox, and it's captivating with scents that just can speak to you. With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence. Get yours now at a retail store near you. Diaper duty. It's the adventure no one warns you about when you're expecting, right? Well, fear not. Pampers Swaddlers features a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Not only are Pampers Swaddlers total game changers, they have the hottest baby gift trend for 2024, the Pampers Diaper Stash, an online diaper fund where friends and family can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. I love this idea. Here's how it works. You create a diaper stash account, share it with your tribe, watch the stash grow, gift it to the parents, and voila. They use the stash funds to snag Pampers diapers and wipes anywhere, anytime. It's not just a gift. It's a stash of joy. Ensuring that those parents-to-be are stocked up without the guesswork. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness. Pampers Swaddlers and the Diaper Stash. Because parenting should be an extraordinary journey, not a messy one.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it. Where did you hear that rumor, Ben?
Oh, Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruz and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
So, like, how to budget for a hot date in Malta like Joey went on?
Yeah. Or how to baby step your way to being a millionaire before you're 35.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at this episode on how much people spend on dating apps. So one guy is spending $499 a month.
He should really apply for The Bachelorette.
Or this one episode, which is what our Amazon purchase history says about us.
Why don't you just go and tap that subscribe button, Ashley?
Say less. This is really, really interesting. So to check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Just search Smart Money Happy Hour and hit that subscribe button, which I just did. Your wallet and your next road trip will thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. you cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Let's talk about something we all can relate to. Hair removal. Yeah, not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Nicks, cuts, razor burns. Ugh. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. For real, Nair's new scents turned my bathroom into a spa.
You guys, I remember when my mom gave me like the first bottle of Nair to use on my upper lip, and I was like, this is so awful, but I do like need to do it. but the smell so close to my nose for so long. The worst part of like the every other week or whatever I would do it. Now it smells incredible. Like there's Moroccan argan oil and orange blossom shower cream that you can use. It's like a pampering experience. You put it on your legs, let it sit there for a little bit. And it's so much better than shaving. They also have like rich cocoa butter and vitamin E body cream, soothing aloe and water lily body cream. Really anything you could think of to get rid of your hair in the most pleasant way, Nair has it. They have new shower and body creams that are so easy to apply and they work in as little as 3 minutes. And if you're going to shave more parts than just your legs, think about what you can do in 3 minutes with Nair. And the skin smooth feeling lasts so much longer than shaving. Like I just mentioned, you can use it not just on your legs, but on your arms, your underarms, even your bikini area. And we all know that with summer around the corner, that's a place you need it. Nair has turned the hair removal process into a sensorial experience. The scents are just amazing. And when I say that my bathroom smells like a spa, I really mean it. So check it out. The new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Sometimes this podcast, most weeks this podcast just makes me smile in unique ways, especially when I get to see this side of Ashley where like her soul, some like just kind of like explodes through her eyes and her mouth and you can feel how excited she is. This week is no different. Joey Fatone is coming on the podcast to talk about some new exciting products that he's doing. Ashley, how are you feeling about this?
You guys, I can't even describe how this is for me. I was doing a little research on what Joey's up to today, and this man is dabbling in everything. I'm proud that Joey and Lance, and of course Justin, have kept their relevance throughout the years. They keep hustling. They're always around, even though NSYNC seems to be the only boy band from the early 2000s who is yet to reunite. Ugh, come on, guys. They're my number one forever and always.
The number one question we need to know is, are they coming back together?
But I feel bad. Like, you know, every time they do an interview, like they get asked that. And I don't want to do that, but I probably will today just because I was at Caitlin Bristow's live podcast yesterday and her tour manager mentioned that he heard rumblings of a reunion. I feel like there's always a rumblings of a reunion with NSYNC, but I got to ask because this guy seemed to be in the know. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'll have to ask again tomorrow. So here I am. I'm about to get on the phone with Joey Fatone, and I'm very, very excited. You guys, I just can't describe to you how what this is for me because I used to have 350 posters on my wall. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't just plaster Justin's face. I did all of them. I'd have a pinup of all five of the guys. And then I had like the jumbo ones of Justin.
This is fantastic. I mean, hey, Ash, take a breath for 1 second because I think.
Is he on?
No. He is on. He is waiting.
Oh, my God.
Here's the thing, Ashley. There's two things before we bring him on because it's kind of like that calm before the storm. Uh-huh. Any of our listeners just found out how excited you are just by the fact that you did not take a breath for the last 3 minutes. So I am just going to, I'm going to take a step back here and just listen because I want you to just ride this, this interview the best you can. With that, I'm going to just sit back, but I'm going to do this. Hey, Joey, welcome to the Almost Famous podcast.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Joey. This is an iconic moment for me.
It is. Why?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here because I love you. And at one point in my life, I had at least 70 posters on my wall of your face.
I'm so sorry. I apologize. You told me this.
So I don't know if you remember me. We met at the Fantastic Beasts premiere. It was November 2017, I want to say. You were sitting in the row behind me, and I showed you a picture of my room. And you're like, I'm so sorry you had my face all over your room. Well, don't be
sorry. Awesome.
I love
it. No, I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Oh, well, thank you. So you have a lot going on. I was just talking about how I'm just so proud of my NSYNCers because you guys really never went away. You continue to have your hand in like so many things. You have a new podcast called Two Cups of Joe.
You got
And you're doing that with your, he's your tour manager? Your manager
my
25 years.
Yeah, well, he first was, I always tell him and I always tell everybody that, yeah, he used to carry my bag with NSYNC. I used to work with him when I was 17 at Universal Studios. So we were friends before anything. Then he actually, again, carried my bags with NSYNC. And then as we followed, he started to make a pretty good name for himself, know a little bit about more about the business and wanted to say, hey, I'd love to be, you know, your manager for stuff that you do. And that's kind of how it started. And he became a manager, voice to man. He does a lot of other works with a lot of other artists as well. So
that's
cool.
Awesome.
It's a good friendship.
So you guys talk about the industry, but you also talk about just life and family and being dads.
Yep. Anything and everything. I mean, you know, everybody's experience is, you know, with their families or kids or whatever, they're all different. So this gives a different side of light coming from a celebrity perspective, but also a manager's perspective and how we see things around the world and hopefully give it insight to other people about that. But also when we talk to other celebrities, how it's not just promoting things of what they're doing. It's literally off kind of the cuff because some things will take us into left field. I mean, we interviewed Wayne Brady, and the funny thing was, a good friend of mine, I've known him actually since back in the day when he lived in Orlando, and because we both lived there. And the crazy thing was, is he brought his daughter to the show to do it. And then the crazy thing was, is I had my daughter there. So I was like, and they haven't seen each other in years. And they've known each other when they were really, really young. And it was really cool to have this kind of dynamic and conversation. I was like, just sit in the room. Let's see what happens. And we all started just talking about stuff. It was really, really cool because, like I said, it was like more like, you know, about parenting and about how, you know, you rep your man, your kids, and all this other kind of crazy stuff. So it was really, really fun to get into that. And it had nothing to do about, you know, Wayne's career, really. I mean, we touched on it a little bit, but we went into another story, which is fun.
Your daughter, Brianna, is about to be, she's 19 now.
She's 18. She just turned.
She's 18.
Saturday.
That's 2 days ago. Crazy. Like, I remember when she was born.
Me too. How time flies.
That's nuts. You also have had Lance and Donnie Wahlberg on the podcast lately. Can I give you a suggestion of who would be so great that I pair you with in life? I would love for you to have Wade Robson on the podcast because watching
I mean, if there's somebody that we'd love to get, I'm sure we can always have that conversation. It'd be a very interesting one. Definitely one that I never knew about that whole side of it, even though I've known, you know, Wade. So it's Wade, and that's going to be the interesting thing if I get him on there.
I always felt like he was the sixth member of NSYNC.
Pretty much, because I messed up my leg, and he came in for me. Yeah, he danced and everything for me.
That's right. There was a couple of days on tour that Wade needed to just fill in for you on stage, right?
No, never filled in on stage for me on tour. No, that he couldn't sing as good. Toot my own horn there. No, he actually came in when I crushed my leg during a rehearsal when we were rehearsing for a tour. And I actually had to have a like brace on my knee and everything and wait for the rehearsals. But right after, when it actually happened, that next day we were flying to go shoot the pop video. And that's where Wade filled in for me for the pop video because he was, I couldn't walk. I couldn't dance. So they kind of superimposed my face, but they also colored in a goatee and everything for him to do it. And people had no clue that it was not me, but it was Wade.
Okay. Now that you say that, my memory is as clarified. Yeah, it's been 18 years, so please forgive me.
No worries.
Just speaking of how your voice is so good, you were just on The Masked Singer. You got to the semifinals. How much
who knew,
fun
right?
was that?
So awesome. Who knew on that, right? It was great. No, I had a really great time. It was really cool the way they did it. Like I said to many other interviews, that the cool thing about it was is how they kept it a really good secret from everyone. They really did. They, like, even for us, we had no idea who the other people were. I had no idea until way after the show was done that I found out who some of the cast members were. Not even all of them.
No way.
So it was one of those things where you're just like, you know what, let's just have fun. I was never scared to perform. I think maybe the first initial thing was, but other than that, you never saw who you were performing up against, so you didn't know how good or bad they were. You had no idea.
Wow. You commanded the stage. Some people were like, this guy knows how to perform. You had boy bander written all over you on that stage.
I think it's just in the blood from when I started, obviously, back in high school and stuff, and really wanted to, you know, be able to love, just be for the love of performing. So yeah. I guess that's it. I have no idea. It's just fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah. And you were doing press for your new show, Common Knowledge, during the airing of The Masked Singer, and you kind of had to lie during some press.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had to tell people, nope, wasn't me. Straight to their face, like legit. No, that ain't me. Not at all. And I was like, gosh, I didn't like doing that. It wasn't kind of fun. It's fun to keep a secret for that, but it's not fun to keep secrets in general sometimes, when you're especially blatantly lying to people's faces.
Right.
But again, for the show, it was all in good fun. I had a great time, like I said, doing it. It was really, really, really cool. Just like I said, a whole completely different thing where you weren't really judged on your looks per se or performance. It's just more about the performance than it was upon, like, what your stage presence is and how to deal with it facially. Obviously, a lot more of it was physically.
Mm-hmm. You sounded great, though.
Thank you.
We saw you on The Masked Singer, but we didn't see your face. But now we're going to see you on Common Knowledge. Can you tell us a little about that new show?
Yeah, Common Knowledge is a new game show that's on Game Show Network weekdays at 5:30 every day, Monday through Friday. And it basically tests people's common knowledge, everyday stuff that everybody should know. Like, you know, if a light bulb breaks, you know, inside the socket of a light socket, what do you do? How do you get it out, you know, without cutting yourself? What could you use? So, like, things like that, or, like, who's on a $50 bill? Some people don't even know that either. So just simple everyday kind of things, whether it be within, like, medical or household or cooking or, you know, money. And it's all, like, U.S. Constitution and states and stuff like that. So it's a blast because people are like, oh, yeah, I know that answer, Joey. And they're like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, no, you're dead wrong. And then we prove it out to them. I think that's actually what's one of the things that's really cool about the show is we do let them know exactly where we get the information from, but also give them a little story to say, hey, this is how we found the fact, or this is where it was. So it's basically a prove out to the people that, you know, get the answer correct or wrong.
That's so fun. That's like kind of like Jimmy Kimmel when he goes out on the street and asks obvious seeming questions.
Basically,
to people and they,
yep,
yeah,
you got it.
Everybody loves that.
That's the best.
Okay, I got two more questions for you. The boy band con, the Lou Pearlman story, is available on YouTube on April 3rd, and your best friend Lance Bass helped produce this, and Ashley Parker Angel, Aaron Carter, AJ McLean, Lance, you got, they're all commentating on Lou Pearlman, who, you know, was crazy con man, the boy band con man, and why aren't you part of this?
And why wasn't I?
I've seen it. Yeah.
I have seen it, and I've been a big supporter of it. I didn't do it, I think, because of the fact that when it was approached to me, just the way, honestly, it sounded. And again, I'm a big fan of Lance, and I love Lance. That's my boy. I just didn't know if it was the right time to even talk about it just for me at that moment. But the greatest thing was, is the minute I saw it, I said, dude, I said, this is like no joke. It is awesome. You know, and I fully freaking support it. You know, even though I didn't do it, and I don't think he wanted everybody, because if you really think about it, it was JC, Chris, and Lance. It was almost all five of us if me and Justin did it. So I think, you know, getting a different perspective from other people as well was good. But again, I saw it and I was like, dude, it's awesome. Let me know. I'll support you whatever you need. And I actually went over to South by Southwest to go there to kind of support, obviously, and do an interview and stuff like that, a Q&A, and actually to go see the his premiere of the actual documentary. which again, like I said, is amazing.
Now, I've seen some, you know, E! True Hollywood stories of Lou Pearlman before. And just to let you know, when I was younger, when we would play the Would You Rather game, the right. worst Would You Rather somebody could ever come up with in my circle of friends was being stranded on a deserted island with Nick and Lou Pearlman's swinging from trees. That was what the ultimate nightmare looked like. So,
I had that nightmare, thank goodness, but I would never want that nightmare ever to happen.
Now you're going to have that nightmare. I'm so sorry I put it in your head. What is something we're going to learn from this documentary that maybe we didn't know before?
I've seen the actual documentary on the MSNBC. They did one called Greed. And you know, you get a little inside story about it. You look at that. That's cool. This one with Lance did is unbelievable because, you know, they talk about a lot of the things that he did, a lot of things that happened, and it's full, you know, it's from everybody that actually lived and breathed what was going on, you know, from, like you said, from Backstreet to LFO to O-Town to Innocence, which is another girl group, and Ian Minnett. What happens is, the beauty part about this is, you always hear that story, but it actually rewinds and goes back to his childhood, how he became the way he became, how did he was able to, like, for instance, I honestly didn't even know, how did he get the money? Like, he was in Florida, but he looked like he had a really nice big house. You know, you thought, okay, he owns all these airships and these blimps and these planes, which he didn't. So it gives the whole perspective of that, and it shows interviews with, like, his close friends that he had. You know, he didn't have that many, but he had a few close friends that they actually interviewed them and got some actual recordings from him being in jail, because one of his best friends gave him a call in jail. Actually, Lou called one of his best friends, I should say, in jail, and he answered it. And the crazy thing about it was that the guy actually recorded Lou's recordings. So you see, you hear some of those recordings. So I'm sure once this one comes out, they'll definitely be probably doing a second one, because they said they have so much other footage of a whole bunch of other things that they haven't even scratched the surface yet.
Oh, that's awesome. And I'm going to wrap with the most annoying question of all of them. Backstreet Boys came out with the number one song this year. They have a number one song on Billboard and a number one album. So
it's crazy. That's awesome.
Any talks about NSYNC reuniting?
No talks about that. I always keep telling everybody, I said, if that ever happens, I'll let you guys know. But we've honestly never talked about it. We've never really had sat down in the conversation and said, all five of us go, hey, do we want to do this or do we not? So I say, you know, never say never, but I have absolutely no idea. Again, I'd love to do it. I wouldn't mind doing it, but it's all that factor of getting all five guys to go, hey, yay or nay on it.
One day in my lifetime, I hope to see it. Well, thank you so much, Joey. We really, really appreciate it. Thanks for letting me
no
go
problem.
Deep with you.
My right, pleasure. Bye. My pleasure. All right. Talk to you later. Have a good one.
Hey, Ben, we didn't talk about your birthday, which was this weekend. 30. Mm. Oh, what did you do for your 30th?
It's rough, isn't it, Ash? 30 years
old. It's not.
I kind of feel like it is. It's just, it's a transition time. I've always been used to being the youngest. Like, I just feel like, I, for whatever reason, I've got really comfortable being the guy that's younger, trying to do something that most adults do. I mean, even as a child, as an only child, I grew up around my parents' friends, and so I've always been used to being the young person in the room. And at 30, mm-hmm. it just feels different. But then again, it's not. Like, I don't know. I'm all sorts of confused, but it was great. So what happened was, I went to Nashville, and I had a great party. Jessica Clark, my girlfriend's brother, turned 21. And so his party was we had a joint party with a couple other friends. And my parents came down and met Jessica's family for the first time, which was a big deal. And it went great. And so we all went to Nashville, hung out, went to Vanderbilt baseball game that Jessica's brother plays for, hung out with them, and had an awesome experience in Nashville.
Oh, that's awesome. That's so nice.
It was fun. You want to hear something really cool?
Yeah.
One of my employees, Maddie Short, who has just started listening to the podcast, I forced her to, she did this really cool thing where she reached back to people, 30 people in my life since I was a child, who spoke truth to me on my 30th birthday. So she put 30 second videos together from people from my childhood, just saying, you know, wish me the best. Tell me, you know, memories we've shared together or impact I've had in their life or impact they've had in my life or whatever that was. And it was really incredible to see all the faces and the people that have been a part of my world, really from starting out in Warsaw, Indiana, leading up to today, where now I'm sitting in Los Angeles with you beautiful people. But yeah, so it was a really good
gift.
You
know what?
Really
I'm a jerk. Was supposed to send you a video of that. Didn't even think about it until we sent the video on your birthday.
Yeah, the video you sent me would have worked perfect for that.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, well, at least you got it individually.
I actually wondered because Harrison was a part of that. Bob Goff was a part of that. You know, a lot of my friends from home were a part of that. And then I was like, I was thinking about the people that weren't a part of it. And I was like, Ashley, has been a huge piece of my life in the last few years, one of the most consistent. And I was like, it's weird that Maddie didn't have her a part of this. And I wondered why.
She did. And I must've been traveling when I got the email and I forgot. Didn't do it. I
totally
forgot.
Cool. Hey, you sent me a great video. No harm, no foul. It was an amazing video.
So sad, but I do really like the video we sent you.
Yeah. But you sent me a great video. You and Jared did. Just loving on me. So you made up for it, or you had nothing to make up for. So anyways, great birthday. It was an amazing time. Ashley, this is a great off-season podcast. I think we're 2 for 2, and we got to give a thank you to Joey Fatone for coming on the podcast, Wills Reed, all of you out there that are writing us emails in the off-season. Please write us at BenAshley@iHeartMedia.com. We love reading them. It's what we're going to do. I have a little message for anybody out there listening. Can I do this? Okay. We're going to skip Ben Bitches this week for this.
Yeah.
There seems to be one of the headlines right now is attempted suicide or rumors of suicide or people committing suicide. And I guess at this podcast, the only reason we do this is to try to build a community of people that we can discuss, that we can love on each other. The Facebook group does that, that this is a community that's welcoming and engaging. And I guess Ashley and I just want to let everybody out there listening, if you can hear this right now, and if you're in a time of complicated grief or of grief or of sorrow or of confusion, the world needs you. Like you matter so much, and I can't just say that with words. What I ask of you is that even though this is a time where everything maybe seems to be falling down around you or a time of great difficulty, we don't want to diminish that, but we want to let you know that time heals and things will get better, and that the people around you need you, that you are loved and that you are known, and that if you don't feel this way currently, if you're questioning that, please write us. We want to love on you. We want you to know that you matter to us. There's the life of a person is so precious. And the fact that people are in such a place where they feel like the world or that they can't be a part of this world anymore just destroys our souls. And it has messed us up here at the podcast for the last couple of days. And so we just want to let you know that you are loved and you are heard. And please reach out to somebody professionally or somebody in your family or friends for help, because there are people out there wanting to help. And here's the other thing, and we'll close with this, is we all need help, every single one of us. Okay. So, yeah, that's just on our hearts right now. So we love you. Thanks for listening. Thanks again to all of our guests and all of our sponsors. Our sponsors are article.com. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more when you go to article.com/almostfamous.
And we want to say a huge thank you to Function of Beauty. Go to functionof.com/almostfamous right now to redeem 20% off your first order.
Rothy's, use code FAMOUS to get free shipping with no minimum.
And Thrive Market, go to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous and enter the code almostfamous, and you'll get delicious groceries and healthy for the environment products for your home.
With that, you are loved, you are known, and you are cared for. I've been Ben.
And I've been Ashley. Thank you so much for listening. Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Childproofing people's homes is hard, but Duracell is making it just a bit simpler. Not only are they committed to educating parents, caregivers, and medical professionals about the importance of battery safety, They also make the only lithium coin batteries with a non-toxic bitter coating to help discourage children from swallowing them. Duracell even features child-secure packaging designed to avoid accidental opening. Learn more at Duracell.com/power safely, available on 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Ashley, is it true that some contestants have cashed in their 401k to afford a new wardrobe for The Bachelor?
I mean, you do need a lot of ball gowns when you think about it, Ben. Where did you hear this?
On Smart Money Happy Hour. It's a podcast where two money experts, Rachel Cruze and George Camel, talk totally unfiltered about life, pop culture, and how to afford it all, with 90s nostalgia and reality TV fandom mixed in, of course.
Ooh, you do not have to say more to get me into this. To check it out, you can search Smart Money Happy Hour and listen wherever you get your podcasts. I've discovered the secret to turning diaper duty into pure parenting joy. Okay, well, that might be a stretch, but Pampers Swaddlers is truly the answer. They feature a blowout barrier at the back waist that helps prevent up to 100% of leaks, including even blowouts. And for 2024's hottest baby shower / sprinkle gift, it's the Pampers Diaper Stash. I am so for diapers for a baby shower or registry. This Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund where family and friends can contribute a group gift so that your diaper stockpile never runs out. Just create an account, share it, and then watch it grow, and then gift it. So easy. So whether you're a parent in the trenches or the ultimate gift guru, make 2024 the year of leak-free happiness with Pampers Swaddlers and the Pampers Diaper Stash.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule.
It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.